The Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resources and Energy will this weekend hold two public hearings on the Gas Amendment Bill in KwaZulu-Natal. The bill aims to, amongst other things, amend the Gas Act of 2001 to provide for the promotion of the orderly development of the gas industry, as well as to provide for new developments and changing technologies in the gas sector. And on the line this morning, we welcome Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resources, Sashlulele Lozipo. Sashlulele, good morning and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning to you and the listeners.
All right, so do you maybe want to start off by telling us in layman's terms the purpose of the Gas Amendment Bill?
Well, I think you have given a very proper introduction. The main intention is to deal with the amendments on the Gas Act of 2001. One of the issues is that there were no clarity or certainty given with regards to the issue of penalties or sanctions when there is non-compliance. In as much as it did allow broadly that sanctions can be taken, but it did not provide specifics. And that's what now the Act seeks to say. For an example, it seeks to allow that the department or the regulator can review the license of the licensee. It also seeks to ensure that a person who has not a licensee will fail to comply with the act can even be penalized 2 million per day, and also in the context of that, it seeks to promote the protection of workers as far as health and safety is concerned, so also for the communities and the environment. And as you said, it seeks also to respond to new technologies in the industry. It seeks to ensure that there is entry, especially for the historically disadvantaged with regards to black economic empowerment. So there are quite a number of other areas, including the question of which areas where there can be exemption with regards to issues of the regulations of the industry.
So maybe you can also tell us what the role is of the National Energy Regulator of South Africa, NERSA. What role does it play in regulating the gas industry?
Well, as it seeks to, the regulator is in the same way it will do in energy in general, like electricity. It seeks to regulate and ensure that there's compliance, but also look at even on issues of pricing. Although there are other technicalities which we'll have to deal with, I can't say anything now until the committee is able to deliberate on some of the issues that may provide some technical challenges. But for NERSA specifically, they regulate the industry with regards to the mandate of the Act and ensure that there is compliance with the Act.
So will this also ensure that gas providers will not be able to raise their prices exorbitantly, particularly when the country is experiencing load shedding?
Well, that is one of the issues, obviously, that the Act seeks, the amendment seeks to give a certainty in the industry, especially as far as even issues of pricing are concerned.
So you are holding these public hearings. What is the input that you want, from these communities? Why is there such a need to hold these hearings?
Well, First, when the committee met, there are two options in terms of the role of the roles of Parliament, and I can't bore people with those things. But it is possible that the committee of Parliament may decide on the nature of the bill to one not go for public hearings because of how they look at it. It's just technical issues. Two, it can decide to go and seek the views of the public. And in this case, the committee felt that before it deliberates and makes its own views, it must consult. If you are a democratic government, obviously, you have to bring people on board. And I think that's what we felt very strongly, that before we can even ourselves say what recommendation, let's go and hear the views of the people so that we can be much more richer and much more well-informed when we have consulted and got the views of the people.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is KwaZulu-Natal's turn for the public hearings this weekend. What has the interaction been with the public at the hearings held in other provinces to date?
Well, it's a mixed feelings because obviously people were made. I must say the first thing that I would say almost 80% there's been all positive responses, and even in areas where people were a bit concerned, but they participated in very much. And I think some of the, for me personally, I don't want to speak for the COVID, they've given a lot of information, even on things that you would have taken for granted. They've given us a very good thought to look at when we deliberate on the bill. So I would say they've been relatively quite successful.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for your time. We do appreciate it this morning.